The bills authored by Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann and Senator Amy Klobuchar, both of Minnesota, would give a green light to build a four-lane bridge across the St. Croix River from Houlton, Wisconsin to Stillwater, Minnesota. Since the river is protected by the National Wild and Scenic Rivers Act, construction cannot begin without congressional approval. Daryl Standifer is a co-chair of a pro-bridge group called the St. Croix River Crossing Coalition that's fought for 20 years for a new crossing. He says the bills have gone through committee and now only need floor votes, but he isn't sure when that'll happen.
It's dependent upon whether or not the full House and the full Senate and the leadership and the two bodies agree to schedule it.
Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind says his office is doing everything it can to advance the House bill before the new year, but pushing a project that only affects two states is a heavy lift. He says legislators are even considering attaching it to other must-pass legislation, like the omnibus spending bill.
Whether it's a standalone bill or whether it's attached to something is really beside the point in my mind. I just am fearful of further delay of this bridge project and costs going up even more.
The new bridge would replace the 80-year-old two-lane Stillwater lift bridge and is expected to cost nearly $700 million. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.